You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
And environmental activist is challenging Green Party co-leader James Shaw for his position at the party's AGM next month. James Cockle, who is a software developer and an activist with Extinction Rebellion in Dunedin, said it was time for the Greens to become a major party in Parliament and stop being, quote, Labour's little helper. And he joins me now. Kia ora.
Kia ora, Justin. Great to be with you.
Good to hear from you as well. So, since your announcement from 2 days ago, I guess a lot of questions on a lot of people's minds are, who is actually James Cockle?
Right. Well, yes, I'm a dad. I'm an activist. I'm a jack of many trades, master of none in my work life. Currently a software developer, but I've been an after school drop-in youth worker. I've been all sorts of things. A long time Green Party member, and I was worked very hard in the last election to help with some of our calling. And I'm someone who just cares very deeply and very passionately about our planet and our people.
Right, but you want a change in the party's current leadership. So what's wrong with James Shaw right now?
Great question. Well, I mean, I have an enormous amount of respect for James Shaw and what he's managed to achieve in his time there. But I believe it is time for a new direction for the Green Party and for New Zealand as a whole. And I think that there's two issues, really. There's style and substance. So in terms of the style, I believe that we have a lot of great policies in the Greens. But I think we need to stand up and have a leader that's willing to stand up and tell the truth. And to tell the truth about why this Labour government is not capable of making change and dealing with the crises that we are currently experiencing. Crises in poverty, housing and homelessness, climate change, ecological collapse, infrastructure, mental health, just to name a few. And the reason that the Labour government is not capable of dealing with those problems is the same reason that Labour won in 1935 when they first came to power, which was during the Great Depression. So in the Great Depression, we had the sun was still shining, the grass was still growing, and yet we had people walking this land starving and hungry looking for work, and the government of the day had no idea how to deal with it. That's the situation that we're in today. Our government has the blinkers on. They've got no idea how to deal with these problems because they're stuck in a mindset, in a worldview that doesn't make making those changes possible. So I think that's what we need in our leaders, is someone who's willing to stand up and tell the truth about that, someone who's willing to stand up and point that out to the people.
But is it wise to change the leader who basically dragged the party from being potentially out of parliament in 2017? And don't forget, under James Shaw's leadership, your party has actually got more seats last year, even under a red wave.
That's true. But I guess that's the decision that the party members have to make. I mean, I believe that we've gained in popularity largely because the people understand the crises that we're in. You know, they understand that we're destroying the natural world around us. We're witnessing species go extinct. We're witnessing ecological collapse all around us. And they voted for the Greens because they want us to stand up and do something about it. And I think that just backing up the Labour Party and sort of being their little helper is not the way to do it. I think we need a challenge in the next election, challenge the Labour Party and make it clear to the New Zealand people what we would do differently if we were the government.
Right. You're an activist. You campaigned against coal with the Extinction Rebellion down in Dunedin. So yes. Does that mean under your leadership the party will be adopting a more activist approach towards politics?
Well, I think the fundamental changes that I would bring are the way that we campaign, the way that we discuss how we want to win, and actually put, like, at the moment we're putting ourselves, I guess, for want of a better term, I know this is a bit colloquial, but I believe we're putting ourselves in the friend zone here. You know, we're saying to the people, hey, we're no threat, we just want to come and help Labour, and if you vote for us, you're voting for Labour. And I think what we need to do is let the people know this is how we are going to win, this is how we are going to govern, because if we don't explain that to the people, then there's no way that they can vote for us with the expectation that would ever happen. That there's no way that they can, you know, they're going to give us their vote if we're not going to tell them what we're actually going to do. And so that comes to the substantive differences between James Shaw and I. We need to be upfront and honest with the New Zealand people about the fact that big changes are coming. You know, currently, if we all lived the way that New Zealanders live, we'd need three planet Earths, not just one. So we need the people to understand that we need to make some big changes, and that will mean some sacrifices. But if we do it in a just way and we all look after each other, then those at the top who are the best off will be making the biggest sacrifices, and those at the bottom will actually be brought up and be helped out with our new system. So that's what I'm standing for.
So,
the big difference. Sorry.
Yeah, but do you think your activist background, if you're a leader, could potentially drive away some of the more moderate voters?
I don't believe so, no, because I think that really there's a deep understanding. I've spoken with Labour voters, I've spoken with National voters who deeply understand the trouble that we're in, and they really do want the government to stand up and show some leadership, and they understand that no party in Parliament, no Labour, no National, no ACT are able to do that. What they may not understand is why, and that's the point I'm trying to bring to the front here, is the reason why those parties can't do it is because it's outside of their worldview, it's outside of their mindset. They're just like the government of 1935 had no way to deal with the Great Depression. But there are some real differences between the way that James Shaw and I would handle these crises that we're facing. I'd like to make a quick point on those. The substantive differences are currently that what we're campaigning on, or what our policy setting is to transition to EVs, like move our vehicles off the internal combustion engine and onto EVs, and transition to renewables. And I believe that that's a flawed approach. If our plan is to actually move all of our vehicles to EVs and then replace that massive amount of energy that that our cars are using up with electricity, it leaves us in a really high consumption, high risk situation. So my belief, and this is actually backed up by Green Party policy, is that we ought to transition, yes, we ought to move to EVs and transition to renewables, but we must massively downshift our consumption. So that means that in the world that I perceive, and the world that I would be pushing for, is far fewer cars on the road, massive mode shift. Anybody that can travel by public transport ought to be expected to travel by public transport. That's what I believe, and that leaves us in a highly resilient
But forgive me for interrupting, but you need the voters to vote you in to make that happen.
But I don't think they're going to vote us in unless we tell them what we are going to do. Like, that's my position, is we need to be upfront with the voters and tell them that that's what we need to do, what must happen.
Okay. Another question is, we hear in the media recently that some party members have said they fear your leadership challenge could divide the party. Do you have anything to say about this?
I don't believe that at all. No, I don't think that that's...
Why not?
I don't think it would... Because the great strength of the Green Party, and why the Green Party is the best party, is because we have the most democratic party. So we have this as a process that anyone who gets five nominees can come and stand, and that makes us stronger. And if I win, then I'll be expecting somebody to challenge me next year, because I think that's one of the wonderful things about the party, is it enables people to bring these issues to the fore, enables that conversation to happen. I don't see any reason that this would or could or should make the party weaker. I think that's just conjecture.
Okay, but how confident are you in your chances, considering especially co-leader Marama Davidson is already backing James Shaw?
Yeah, I understand that she might feel the need to do that. I'm still hopeful I might be able to win her over. I'm not spending too much time dwelling on my chances. I'm just spending all my energy going for gold.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.